you here on Care 93.7 to high school softball coverage here in the Class 2-1A regional tournament in Wathena. Riverside is the host. They'll be part of the doubleheader here this afternoon, but we got two of the best teams in the state highlighting our semifinals and potential championship game. Thank you so much for tuning in. Neil Weiland is our studio producer. I'm Braden Tabman here in a beautiful day in Wathena as we get you set for three games in the two winners today, moving on to a championship bout with that winner, moving on to the state championship tournament in Pratt next week. Our first game up featuring the top team in the state in McLouth will take on the 4 seed in Valley Falls. 6 seed Riverside will take on 2 seed Troy in our later semifinal. Once again, the two winners facing off around 5 o'clock or so in a championship game. Crazy thing about this tournament in the final four, it's the same four that we saw last year when we covered this field, and it's the same semifinal matchups. Ultimately, it was McLouth and Troy meeting in that regional championship game, with Troy going on to win in a 1-0 walk-off victory. They would go on to the state tournament, finish runner-up, as Troy took their lone loss of the season in the state championship game against Mission Valley. A lot of fun coming up here in the next few hours as we bring you our coverage on Care 93.7. Our first game up will be Valley Falls and McLouth. Again, the Bulldogs, number one team in the country. I should say country, in the state, no doubt, in 2-1A. They're 21-0. Valley Falls, 11-10 coming in. They were 7-7 in Northeast Kansas League play. And McLouth, of course, the Northeast Kansas League champions here for a second consecutive season. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll get you the lineups and get you set for game one. Three games on tap for you here today. Regional champion will be crowned, and a state tournament berth is on the line. Brandon and Neil with you. We'll step aside, come back with those lineups, and first pitch right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust, the kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Coverage here this afternoon. Beautiful day in Wathena as we bring you 2-1-8 regional softball tournament action. Final four here in this bracket. McLouth and Valley Falls just minutes away, and then Riverside and Troy will follow. Two winners in a third game today with the right to punch that ticket to a state championship tournament coming up next week in Pratt. Mentioned prior to that first break, it's the same four teams that we saw last year and the same two matchups as well. Ultimately, it was Troy and McLouth that went on to face off in a regional final. Troy would go on to win it 1-0 and finish runner-up at the state tournament the following week. But McLouth right now is the number one team, and they have been dominant. And when I mean dominant, I don't think there's any team in the state at any classification has dominated as much as McLouth has. They're 21-0. They beat Pleasant Ridge in the first round yesterday 15-0. This is a real number. They have outscored their opponents 287-8 287-8. So roughly an average of about 13.5 runs for them. They give up less than half a run per game. 16 out of their 21 games have been shutouts. 3 games of giving up just one run. And then the only 2 other games, they gave up 2 against Troy. And then they had a 4-3 win against Jefferson County North. That was their closest game of the year. That was early, but they have not given up more than 3 runs in a game. And they have given up just 8 runs total in 21 games. Absolutely staggering. For Valley Falls, they come in 11-10, 7-7 in Northeast Kansas League play. They had to get by Jefferson County North yesterday by an 8-7 final in the round. They've played really well coming in, 7-2 over their last 9 games since being swept by Troy earlier in the season. But nonetheless, you never know what's going to happen when you get down to a win-and-move-on scenario. Lose, your season is done. That's why we're happy to bring you some quality softball here this afternoon featuring 2 of the top 3 teams in the classification. So it's McLaughlin Valley Falls, and let's get to the lineups here for this first of 3 games here today on KARE 93.7. And we start with Valley Falls and their head coach, John Dietrich, as they are 11-10 overall and 7-7. They were in league play. It'll be Skylar Nyberger, a sophomore, leading things off. She'll play second base. Corey Kirkwood's a junior. She'll bat second and play shortstop. Renee Myers batting third. She is a junior in catching. Lauren Brown in the cleanup spot. She is pitching and is a junior. Haley Nellis, a senior third baseman. She is batting fifth. In the sixth spot, it is freshman Brooklyn Schmelsley, and she'll play in right field. Peyton Lockhart, batting seventh, the junior first baseman. Jaden Sin is a freshman. She'll play in left field and bat eighth. And then Gracie Connor, a freshman. She will bat ninth and play in center field. So, again, for Valley Falls, Nyberger at second, Kirkwood at short, Myers catching, Brown pitching, Nellis at third, Schmelsley in right, Lockhart at first, Sin in left, and Connor is in center field. For the number one team in the state, McLeod, 21 wins in 21 games. And head coach Ballard Patterson, as they try to get back to a state tournament, McLeod will go like this. Carissa Bandel will lead things off. She is a senior and playing in center field. Her younger sister, Crescenda Bandel, she is a sophomore. She'll bat second and play at shortstop. Jillian Holwick bats third. She is the senior second baseman. Danny Lee will pitch. She is a sophomore and bats cleanup. Anna Pat's a junior catcher. She bats fifth. Elizabeth Holloway is a junior. She bats sixth and playing at first base. Bottom third of the order, Summer Wyatt's junior. She'll play in left field. Marissa Carey is a junior and bats eighth and playing third base. And then Charlie Coffin is a freshman designated player today, and she will bat ninth with the flex position. Abby Pat's a sophomore who will play defensively in right field. So again, Bandel in center. That is Carissa. Crescenda Bandel is at short. Holwick at second. Lee pitching. Anna Pat's catching. Holloway at first. Wyatt in left. Carey at third. And Coffin the DP with Abby Pat's playing defensively in field. So McLeod, the home team, of course, the highest seed, the top seed here in this field. 15-0 win over Pleasant Ridge yesterday. They take the field. Danny Lee, the sophomore, getting her first warm-up tosses here as Valley Falls will again have their top third and in the first inning with Nyberger, Kirkwood, and Myers with Brown to follow if one of those three are able to get on. Thanks for hanging with us. Again, early in the week, we had some issues. There was a lot of postponements, a lot of movement with the rain Sunday and Monday, but everything's kind of cleared up for now. And getting these regional tournaments in, we'll have multiple potential area teams that could punch tickets to state tournaments as the day unfolds. Some will go into tomorrow as well, but obviously a good source to keep up with all that information is MSCSports.net. Again, Neil Weiland in studio. I'm Brandon Tadman. Here we go. First of 3 games as we will crown a regional champ and a ticket will be punched to a state tournament next week out in. It is Skylar Nyberger, the sophomore second baseman, leading things off against Danny Lee. First pitch is swung on and missed, and we are underway. Valley Falls, this is their 22nd game of the year. 11-10 is their record. But they are 7-2 over their last 9 as Lee fires in another strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Pretty similar record a year ago, getting to the semifinals before losing to this same McLeod squad. They were 10-11 and 3 straight strikes and a opening strikeout for Danny Lee, and there's the first out of the game. Danny Lee, the number 2 pitcher for the Bulldogs. If McLeod's able to get a win and move on. See Carissa Bandell inside the circle for a championship game. Pitch to Corey Kirkwood is swung on and missed for strike number one. Kirkwood the junior playing it short. All league caliber basketball player Dragons this past season. Multi-sport athletes. Lee's next pitch is fouled away. And it's 0-2. So five pitches, all strikes. Four have been swung on and missed. The other right there was just fouled out of play. Danny Lee firing on all cylinders here early, trying to make quick work in the top of the first. Here is the 0-2. Just missing outside. So the first ball has been thrown on pitch number six. Just getting going. No score. Top of the first. One out, nobody on. 2-1-A Regional Softball Tournament in Wathena. There's a swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts for Danny Lee, and that brings up Renee Myers.
Number 12, Renee Myers.
So Renee Myers, the junior catcher, also batting from the right side. 2 years ago in 2021, the Dragons were 5-15. They improved that to 10 wins last season, and they have won 11 here this year as this one is roped foul down the left field line and out of play. Count 0-1 here to Myers. Renee Myers was an athlete of the week of ours a month or two back early on in this softball season. Has played really well for the Dragons. She was thinking about swinging there but held it on the shoulder. Pitch was high for a ball. Back-to-back strikeouts for Danny Lee. Kick things off here with the count now 1-1 to Myers. Next pitch outside, two balls and one strike. These two teams faced off, of course, in the same league, Northeast Kansas League. They played earlier in the year, and for McLeod, they swept it on April 13th with 15-0 and 16-1 wins, as this one is popped up but foul as it spun backwards out of the field of play. So it's now two balls and two strikes. I mentioned the crazy numbers that McLeod has put up this year, outscoring opponents 287-8. Valley Falls was one of those teams that were able to get a run on the board against this Bulldogs lineup. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. And another one fouled right back towards us here. And we'll try it again at 2-2. So Myers battling here after Nyberger and Kirkwood were down pretty quickly. A couple of strikeouts. If Myers is able to do something, Lauren Brown will be up next. Danny Lee, the sign, 2-2, rope down the left field line, and just foul. That was hit very well by Myers, but needed to hang back just a touch longer to keep it within the lines. So battling here is Myers. We'll try it again at 2-2. McLeod, last year they were 16-4, made the regional title game, lost to Troy by a 1-0 walk-off win. Those two teams certainly, on paper, two of the best in the state. McLeod ranked number one in the state. And a foul ball that was inside might have caught the bottom part of the bat. Myers wasn't looking to swing, but they'll stay 2-2. So still battling. Lengthy at bat here for Renee Myers. See who gets the win here. Lee fires. And a swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch. Gets away from the catcher. She applies the tag, and that retires the side. So three up, three down, and three strikeouts for Danny Lee. We've played half an inning. No score here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walsh at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. All right.
Bottom of the first inning, McClouth and Valley Falls here in Wathena. Softball regional tournament action, semifinal number one. Game will follow Riverside and Troy, two winners in a championship game later on today. No score, as we will see Lauren Brown inside the circle for the first time for the Dragons. Dragons had three up in the top of the first. Danny Lee or McClouth racking up three strikeouts. That's McClouth offense. Very, very good. Top notch in the state. One of the best. Averaging nearly 14 runs per game. And it will be Carissa Bandel, the senior center fielder, to lead things off. And she'll bat from the left side with her sister, Crescinda Bandel, to follow. First pitch by Lauren Brown is outside for a ball. Still staggering looking at some of these numbers for McClouth. Next pitch by Brown is a little bit high, and it's quickly 2-0. One thing McClouth in their dominant season, they get out early. They put runs up early. Brown now has thrown three straight outside the strike zone, and it's 3-0. See if Carissa has the green light on a potential ball over the plate or if she holds true. And she does hold true, but that one finds the strike zone. It's now 3-1. Three balls and one strike. No score, bottom one. And she slaps this one to the left side, and it drops in for a hit right in front of the left fielder, Sin. And on a 3-1 pitch, it's a leadoff single for Carissa Bandel.
Batting second, number eight, Crescinda Bandel.
Here is the younger of the Bandels in Crescinda, the sophomore at shortstop. And now looking back up, I think had a violation by Carissa Bandel, who left the box. Head coach Ballard Patterson getting an explanation from the umpire, and I think they had called Carissa out. And they will say Carissa stepped out of the box, and that is the first out. So a tough break for the Bulldogs here to start. So one out and nobody on for Crescinda Bandel. First pitch outside by Lauren Brown for ball one. So take that hit away. And we have seen four batters and four retired. Next pitch to Crescinda Bandel, a little bit high, and it's now 2-0. Valley Falls have just one senior in their lineup. The next pitch also a little bit outside the strike zone. And for the second straight batter, Brown falls behind 3-0. See what Crescinda does here. She lets it go, and it's outside for ball four. So a one-out walk puts Crescinda Bandel at first for Jillian Holwick. Holwick, the senior second baseman. She bats from the right side against Lauren Brown, who's a right-handed thrower. Little open on her stance, and the first pitch is way high, and it gets away, and Crescinda Bandel takes second base without a throw, and she'll steal it. So she is into scoring position with one out as McClouth tries to get an early lead here in this game. 1-0 count here on Jillian Holwick. The next pitch, swung on and missed. High fastball, good location there. Holwick behind it, it's 1-1. Brown gets the quick sign and fires. A little bit high, about the same spot, but this time Holwick held back, and it's 2-1. Crescinda Bandel at second base with one out here in the bottom of the first. No score, Valley Falls and McClouth. And this one has popped up. It's going to stay in the infield right side, but coming on into the dirt to try to make the catch was Connor in center field, and she dropped it. Everybody advancing in a long turn at third, and now a rundown here for Crescenda Bandel. She's heading home, but in a pickle, and she will be safe, and she gets under the tag. Heady running there between third and home, and Crescenda Bandel is going to score off the air, and the Bulldogs take a 1-0 lead. That'll bring up the sophomore, Danny Lee. So an error allowing the first run to score for the Bulldogs, and they lead it 1-0. And Holwick was able to get all the way to third base after all of that. So she is there with one out, and the first pitch to Lee is swung at and fouled straight back, and the count 0-1. Certainly not opportunities that opposing teams get to have a chance at even beating this McLeod team, but errors are certainly not going to help the cause. In a win, move on, lose, you go home type of scenario. Lee fouling that next one away. It's 0-2, needs to protect a 1-0 McLeod lead here in the first. Chance for more. Here's Brown's 0-2. Inside corner, strike three call looking. Ring it up as Danny Lee is down on strikes, and now it's up to Anna Patz, the junior catcher. There's the second out. And Patz is going to hit one high, but playable in left field. Sin working under it and makes the catch for out number three. So what could have been a little bit more damage done, it's limited to just one run, but the number one team in the state, Bulldogs, get on the board first. One inning in the books. It is McLeod 1 and Valley Falls nothing here on at CARE 93.7.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean tacos. Taco John's.
Taco John's new double beef and potato quesadilla is so filling, it's even a mouthful to describe. Double seasoned beef, crispy potato alazolays, and 5 melty cheese cheeses. Try saying that 2 times fast. New double beef and potato quesadilla for just $4.99 at Taco John John's.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
McLeod 1, Valley Falls nothing as we start the second inning here in Wathena. First of three games on tap here today. Air 93.7 regional tournament semifinal action with the championship game to follow. McLeod, Valley Falls, Riverside, and Troy, one of those four teams, will win two games and punch a ticket to the state tournament in Pratt next week. Danny Lee struck out the side in the first, back inside the circle facing Lauren Brown. First pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. McLeod got a run in the first via an error. Next pitch, also a swing and a miss. Brown down, 0-2. A calm, cooler afternoon. There's a swing and a miss. And four up and four down with four strikeouts for Danny Lee, and she is on one here early. That'll bring up Haley Nellis, the senior third baseman and the lone senior on this Valley Falls roster. Regardless of what happens today or moving forward here today, this is a team that's going to bring mostly everybody back. Won double-digit games here the last couple of years. First pitch to Nellis is inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Four straight strikeouts for Danny Lee to start things off. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and it's 1-1. Since being swept by Troy last month. Dragons have won 7 of 9 coming in. That included the win yesterday over Jefferson County North. Nellis a swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Gets the look down the third base line. Gets the signal. Back into the box. Open on the stance. Lee going for a fifth consecutive strikeout, and she gets it looking. Touching the outside corner. 5 up, 5 down, and 5 strikeouts. There's the freshman, Brooklyn Schmelsley, the right fielder. And the first pitch by Lee shows bunt. She pulls back at the right time for a ball. Pitch was high. That was the first of the 5 strikeouts that was looking. The other 4 were swinging. And she tried to bunt again, this time didn't get it back, and it's 1-1. Now, we've seen it when teams are facing really good pitchers, that when it's hard to come by hits, and sometimes the best strategy is to put one down via the bunt just to try to force the defense to record an out. Mosley was showing bunt again and pulled it back. It's 2-1. And bunt pulls back. And a strike is called. I think Lee thought that it was a 1-2 count, but it's 2-1, but now 2-2, so it's not a strikeout yet. She was walking outside the circle thinking she had rung up her 6th straight batter, but needs to throw another strike. That time does not. Outside of the zone, and the count is full at 3-2. Trying to strike out the side for a 2nd consecutive inning. And the pitch is inside, ball 4. Just missing, it was close. Lee thought it was a strike, but she gives up Valley Falls' first base runner. Schmelsley takes a walk, and now it's junior first baseman Peyton Lockhart. Lockhart bats from the right side with Schmelsley at first. First pitch, ground ball right side, a little slow roller. Instead of going to first, they try to make the play to second. I'm not sure what Holloway was doing. The first baseman was 2 steps away from the bag. She just had to touch first for the out, but for some reason she threw it to second base, and the speed by Schmelsley beats it out. So a fielder's choice, and now the Dragons have first and second with 2 outs. And it's now Jaden Sin, the freshman left fielder. She'll show bunt, and she doesn't pull it back in time. It's a strike. Maybe it was a scenario where Holloway just thought maybe there was only 1 out, and she was trying to think double play. But the inning continues, and now can the Dragons make McLeod pay for the mistake as Lee fires in another strike looking. It's quickly 0-2. Well, the 5 outs recorded have been all strikeouts, and make it 6 as the back-to-back base runners does no harm. 6 strikeouts so far by Danny Lee. Inning and a half in the books, a 1-0 McLeod lead here on Care 93.7.
The school year is almost over, but another one will be here before you know it. If you have kids that participate in middle school or high school sports, you know that Kansas requires school sports physicals before they can even start practicing this fall. But did you know that you can get your physical done now instead of waiting until the fall? Amberwell Atchison is offering a convenient school sports physical event on May 31st from 4 to 7:30 p.m. The cost is only $25 per physical, payable by cash or card. Registration is required and can be completed online at amberwellhealth.org. Indulge in the ultimate summer treat at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Their peanut butter puppy chow blizzard is the perfect combination of creamy DQ soft serve and crispy puppy chow pieces, peanut butter topping, and choco chunks. Plus, check out the new summer blizzard menu featuring a variety of refreshing flavors. Celebrate graduations with a deliciously crafted cake, customizable to your liking. Visit Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison today and experience the sweetness.
Second inning, a 1-0 McLeod lead over Valley Falls as a Elizabeth Holloway, the junior first baseman, takes a pitch low for ball one. Summer Wyatt, Marissa Carey also due up for the Bulldogs here in this frame. And a 1-0 lead. There's a swing and a miss. Good pitch by Brown for a strike. The Dragons got two on with two outs in the last half inning thanks to a walk and a fielder's choice as the next pitch fouled away by Holloway, and it's 1-2. But Lee able to get out of the little pickle with the strikeout. And McClaus, Danny Lee, has recorded six strikeouts through the first two. Brown has one, trying to make it two, and there it is. Swing and a miss. And the first out makes it a second strikeout now for Brown, and that brings up Summer Wyatt. Dragons got to do everything they can to keep it within striking distance. Brown's first pitch, a little bit outside to Wyatt for ball one. These two played in the regional semifinal last year here. And McLeod won it with ease, 17-0. 1-0 now here in the bottom of the first. And the next pitch is high, and it's 2-0. Troy and Riverside are second semifinal. Later on here this afternoon after this one, there's a swing and a miss by Wyatt, and it's 2-1. Brown trying to keep a zero on the board as the next pitch is out in front, fouled out of play. Here are the Troy players who are here warming up, getting ready for their game. So two balls and two strikes here to Summer Wyatt, a junior left fielder. The umpire going out, grabbing an extra ball from Lauren Brown as they got the one that flew out of play there back into play. Holloway led the inning off with a strikeout. Wyatt is up there with nobody on in and out. And a 2-2 count against Brown. And is the 2-2. And it's fouled straight back. Tried again at two balls and two strikes. And McLeod got their one run in the first via an error by Connor in center field, which allowed Crescenda Bandel to score after she got on with a walk, although she got herself into a pickle between home and third, but ultimately scored. Next pitch is high. Now the count's full at 3-2 with Marissa Carey due up next. And the 3-2. Ground ball playable and into the hole and past the shortstop and Crescenda Bandel and into left field for a hit. So the first hit. Or I should say, yeah, it is the first hit. After one was taken away in the first as Summer Wyatt is on. So it's Marissa Carey, a junior third baseman, with Wyatt at first and one out. A 1-0 McLeod lead here in the bottom of the second inning. First pitch is low and inside, gets away, and a stolen base for Wyatt. She moves up to second without a throw. Second stolen base today for the Bulldogs. Base hit could double up the lead. Carey, a junior, bats from the right side, tad bit open on her stance. Brown's pitch popped up to the right side and going to float out of play. Off the dugout and into the parking lot. Four strike. So it's one ball and one strike. And the pitch. It is high, now 2-1. Holloway struck out to begin the inning. Wyatt's on a full count, single to left, and is at second base after a steal with a 2-1 count to Carey. And she'll foul this one off to the right side, evens up at two balls and two strikes with Charlie Coffin, the freshman, in the batter's box up next. 1-0 McLeod here in the bottom of the second. And the pitch. Popped up right side into the outfield. Floating is Schmelzley. She makes the catch. Tagging up to third is Wyatt. and she is there, but now there are two outs.
Devin, number four, Charlie Coffin.
Good play by Schmelzley and Wright. Make the catch for out number two. And now Wyatt's at third base, and it's up to Coffin with two outs to get her in. The freshman designated player, batting ninth, the freshman Coffin, takes a first pitch strike on the outside corner. Key here for Brown to get this out. And a slow roller left side, a chance, and the throw is low, but it's dug out by the first baseman, Lockhart. So saving a run, Nellis's throw was low, but Lockhart's able to dig that one out, so they saved the run. It stays 1-0, McLouth in front. We head to the third right after this.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Valley Falls coming up here in top third inning, 9-1-2 in the order. They trail McLouth 1-0. Racy Connor, the freshman center fielder, working against Danny Lee. First pitch by Lee. Check swing and called a strike. Valley Falls had a chance in the second. They had two on and two outs. But Lee was able to get Jaden Sin to strike out that threat. Next pitch low. One ball and one strike here to Gracie Connor. A 1-0 McLouth lead here as we start the third. She shows bunt, puts it down, but it's foul. And it's 1-2. Both teams with white jersey tops and black pants. McLouth Bulldogs across the front. There's a swing and a miss. Strike number 3 and strikeout number 7. Back to the top of the order with Skylar Nyberger, who was a strikeout victim her first time up. Schmelzley and Lockhart, the only two in the lineup one way through that did not strike out against Lee. But all 7 outs recorded have been via the strikeout. Swing and a miss. Nyberger. Now at 0-1. The Lee certainly on one, despite giving up a walk and then a fielder's choice in the last half inning. This one is popped up and foul, out of play. And now Nyberger in a little bit of heat. It is 0-2. With Kirkwood due up next. A 1-0 McLouth lead here in the third. When you move on to a regional championship game, you lose. Your season concludes. And a check swing, but caught the mid part of the bat and knocks it away for a strike, or it stays 0-2, should say. So we'll try it again. Nyberger tries to protect. The 0-2 swung on and missed. 8 strikeouts now for Danny Lee. Two up, two down, and it's up to Corey Kirkwood to keep this inning alive. Impressive start inside the circle for Lee. And she's the number 2 pitcher for McLouth. First pitch swinging, fouled off to the right side. Good contact, but just behind it. And Kirkwood drops behind 0-1. Mentioned earlier, Valley Falls, just one senior in their lineup. They only have 9 on the roster, just enough to field a squad. All but one set to return next year, and this team has won double-digit games back-to-back years. Next pitch is in there for a strike, and Kirkwood in trouble down 0-2. Trying to go for 9 straight strikeouts. This one is a fly ball right side. It's going to stay in play, but in foul territory. And it falls down. Couldn't quite see it, so we'll try it again at 0-2. Unable to make the catch out there was Pats in right field. So we'll try it again at 0-2 here with Kirkwood. 8 outs have been recorded. 8 via the strikeouts. Lee trying to make it 9. The 0-2. Outside. Good eye there. It was a little bit high and outside. Kirkwood getting one back. It's now 1-2. Still got to protect. And another foul ball. Kirkwood battling. We saw Myers with a good battle. And her first at bat in the first. Fouling off 3 or 4 straight pitches before ultimately striking out. Another 1-2. Strikeout number 9. Ring it up. Swing and a miss. And we'll head to the bottom of the third with McLeod still leading Valley Falls 1-0.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating. 913-367-7720.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at mscsports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports. Daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
McLeod holding on to a 1-0 lead as we start the bottom of the third inning. It is the top of the order. 1-2-3 for the Bulldogs. Carissa Vandell will lead things off, and it looked like she had a leadoff single to begin the bottom of the first, but they ruled that she had stepped out of the box, so she was called out. McLeod would score the one run thanks to a walk and then an error, and that score has held up here to the bottom of the third, 1-0. We got a little pause in the action. The catcher Myers and Carissa Vandell. Discussing. So Myers, the helmet back on and looks to be ready to roll. So Vandell steps in 0-for-1. Carissa, Crescenda, and then Holwick. Ground ball, slow roller, right side, played by Nyberger, but the throw is low, but I don't even think the throw was in time as Carissa Vandell beats it out for an infield hit. So Carissa Vandell at first with nobody out, and here comes Crescenda Vandell. Walked and scored the lone run in the first. Bulldogs have been quiet offensively. Not really been the case for a majority of the year. Here's a stolen base attempt. Good throw. Tag applied, and the out is recorded. What a throw by Renee Myers. And Carissa Vandell gunned down at second base for the first out. So now one out, nobody on. And the count is 1-0 on Crescenda Vandell. Next pitch, low and in the dirt, 2-0. That's a big, big play. And a good tag by Kirkwood at short to record the out. Bulldogs 1, Dragons nothing here in the third. Next pitch a little bit outside. It's now 3-0. Crescendo walked on four straight pitches in her first at-bat, and now it's 3-0 in her second at-bat, and she has now seen eight straight balls, and she has walked for a second consecutive at-bat.
Number 12, Jillian Holwick.
So now Jillian Holwick, senior second baseman, with Crescendo Bandel at first and one out. Holwick reached via the air in the first, which allowed Crescendo to score the lone run so far. First pitch swinging, pops it up right side, tailing foul, and it's strike one. Bulldogs averaging nearly 14 runs per game coming in. 16 of their 21 games have been shutout victories. This one is hit to the left side, caught by Kirkwood. Chance for the double play, not there. So the throw gets away, but no advance by Crescendo Bandel, and now there's two outs.
How about it, number 11, Danny Lee?
Holwick just got it off the inside part of the bat, so it wasn't much of a line drive. Easy play for Kirkwood at shortstop for out number two, and now it's up to Danny Lee. Struck out her first time up. First pitch high, gets away, and Crescendo's going to take second base without a throw. Second stolen base today for Crescendo Bandel. And a base hit could double up this lead here in the bottom of the third. 1-0 McLouth. Regional semifinal in Wathena. One ball, no strikes. The pitch. This one is hit well towards right field. Oppo knock looking up. See you later. Kiss it goodbye. A two-run homer. Danny Lee adds to the lead, and the Bulldogs now in front, 3-0. The team out at home to greet Danny Lee. Dominant inside the circle, now dominant at the plate. An oppo knock, two-run shot. And it's 3-0, Bulldogs. That was a no-doubter. Schmelzley and Wright just looked up and watched it go. Danny Lee, the story here for the Bulldogs through 2.5-plus innings. Bulldogs 3, Dragons nothing, still one out. Now it's the junior catcher, Anna Patz. Swing and a miss at the first pitch for strike number one. She flew out to left her first time up. If Carissa Bandel wasn't caught stealing after reaching via a single, could have been a three-run shot. The Bulldogs will take two, and it's now 3-0. Counts 0-2 here on Pats. She'll pop this one up left side along the line, and Kirkwood on the line makes the catch for the third out. So that does it, but again, the highlight, Danny Lee, a two-run homer to right field. Bulldogs extend their lead to 3-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
McLouth 3, Valley Falls nothing as we start the fourth inning here in Wathena. Danny Lee dominant inside the circle. And the offense so far highlighted by her recent two-run homer in the last half inning. The Bulldogs now with a 3-0 lead. Valley Falls coming up here in the fourth. It'll be 3-4-5, starting with Rene Myers. Lee's first pitch, ground ball foul, and it's 0-1. All nine outs that have been recorded have been strikeouts. Dragons threatened a little bit in the second after a walk and a fielder's choice. They had two on and two outs, but ultimately Sin was down swinging, and that has been the Dragons' lone threat in the game so far. Here's the 0-1 by Lee. This one is hit to the left side, but running over is the shortstop, Crescenda Bandel, to make the catch near the line for the first out. So it's not a strikeout, but it's still an out. So the first non-strikeout for Danny Lee.
Number 17, Lauren Brown.
Number 4 in the lineup, junior pitcher Lauren Brown. Strikeout victim her first time up. Lee's first pitch, swing and a miss. And quickly, 0-1. The winner moves on to the regional title game later on today. Troy and Riverside will follow in the second semifinal. There's a strike on the inside corner, now 0-2. Strikeout here would be number 10 for Lee. Check swing, good hold there by Lauren Brown, and she stays alive on a pitch high and outside. It's 1-2. Little open on her right-handed stance. Lee's 1-2. Inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nellis, due up next. Dragons down 3-0 here in the top of the fourth. Lee's 2-2. Outside, good eye there. Now 3-2. Runs full. A team of this caliber in McLouth, a 3-0 deficit can sometimes feel a little bit wider when you have a pitcher dominant as Lee has been. So that next pitch is low and inside, and Brown is on with a one-out walk. Third base runner for the Dragons, and now Haley Nellis steps in with that runner at first and one down. It's the signs down at third base. Steps in from the right side. Very open on her stance. Lee's pitch. Fouled away. And it's 0-1. So if you go back to the beginning of last year, 37-4 is McLouth over the last two seasons. A swing and a miss there. Nellis quickly down 0-2. Dragons have won double-digit games in back-to-back seasons after winning just 5 2 years ago. This Dragons team, only one senior on the roster. The 0-2 swing and a miss. Strike number 3 and strikeout number 10 for Danny Lee. Now there's 2 outs. Now the freshman right fielder, Brooklyn Schmelsley, who walked in her first at bat, is up there with the runner at first. And now 2 outs. Lee's pitch shows bunt, and Schmelsley pulls back. It's 1-0. Runner at first is Lauren Brown. 1-0 is fouled away. For strike number 1, Schmelsley showed bunt, mid-pitch, pulled back, and kind of had a half-hearted swing there, trying to put it in play. Fouled it straight back into the fence. Steps back into the box. They 1-1 count, 2 outs with a runner at first. McLeod 3, Dragons nothing here in the top of the fourth. Joe's bunt, pulls back, does the same thing, and doesn't get any contact there, and it's 1-2. 10 strikeouts in the game for Danny Lee. Chance to make it 11. And she does, as Schmelzley showed bunt. This time did not pull back. It is another strikeout. Make it 11 in the game for Danny Lee. As we head to the bottom of the fourth inning with McLeod leading Valley Falls 3-0.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Bottom of the fourth inning here, game number one in the state, McLeod, a 3-0 lead over Valley Falls with Troy and Riverside coming up next in our second regional semifinal. 6-7-8 due up here in the order for number one, McLeod. Elizabeth Holloway leads things off against Lauren Brown. First pitch fouled away for a strike. Holloway struck out her first time up. Danny Lee has been sensational for the Bulldogs inside the circle, but Lauren Brown has pitched very well, too, keeping her team in this game. Ground ball, left side, playable. Nice play, Kirkwood. Long throw in time for the out. Nicely done by Kirkwood at short. One up and one down. Holloway's 0 for 2, and Summer Wyatt will step in. She's got one of the three hits for the Bulldogs, a single back in the second. Nobody on, one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Bulldogs 3, Dragons nothing. Foul ball, left side, just got out in front and yanked it left for strike number one. Three runs and three hits so far for McLeod. No runs, no hits for Valley Falls as we're in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the 0-1. Bunt showed. Put down. Pretty nicely done, but they say a foul. Checking the umpire. So I think it's just the strike. So she had laid down a bunt, and when she put the bat down, it was in play, and I think the ball hit the bat again. So the play was dead, and it's just strike number two. Pitch to Wyatt. Inside, ball one. So one ball and two strikes. Sun is out. Majority of the crowd underneath. A little bit of shade action. Enjoying this one here this afternoon as Wyatt stays alive after a swing and just catching a piece of it for a foul ball. Stays 1-2. Head coach Ballard Patterson running the ship down there on the third baseline. Umpire wipes home plates. Mask back on. We're back to it. 1-2 the counts. Brown gets the sign. Swings it through. Off speed. Took a little bit off and strung the string there for a strikeout. And two up and two down for Marissa Carey. Carey flew out to right, her first time up. Steps in with nobody on and two outs here in the fourth. First pitch by Brown. Kind of a half-hearted check swing, and they check first, and she did go around for a strike. The third time we have seen home plate umpire check down the line to the umpires, check a check swing, and all three times they have resulted in strikes. Next pitch, a little bit outside for a ball. One ball and one strike to Carey. Brown trying to go Three up, three down for the first time here today. Keep this thing within three. This one is slapped to the right side, and it's a fair ball. Could be extra bases for Carey. Takes a long turnaround first, but then pumps the brakes and then walks back for a two-out single. Hit number four for the Bulldogs, and that'll bring up Charlie Coffin. Right inside the line, down in right field, just over the dirt and on the edge of the grass. So the freshman Coffin, the DP, grounded out her first time up. And she will take one for a ball. 3-0 Bulldogs here in the bottom of the fourth. Cruising along here in semifinal number one. Next pitch, ground ball left side, but foul. And fortunate, I think, the third baseman there, Nellis, who played it pretty quickly, but it just spun on the spin. Left side of the line for a foul ball. I think everyone would have been safe. She wouldn't have had enough time to make a throw to first with the speed of Coffin, so it turns out to just be a strike. It's 1-1. Next pitch, a little bit outside, 2-1. Carry at first, two outs. Two-out single has her over there. McLeod with one run in the first, two in the third. Runner at first, two outs here in the fourth. Next pitch, bouncing in front of home plate, and Myers can't settle it. And that allows Carey to get up to second base without a throw. So a base hit could add to the lead. And the count is 3-1 on Coffin with the top of the order due up next. Next pitch in there for a strike. Big, big pitch to Coffin there. He would love to get this out and not have to deal with Carissa Vandell with runners on with the game still intact at 3-0. Big 3-2 pitch coming. Outside, ball four. So now two on and two outs for Carissa Vandell. Carey at second, Coffin at first. 3-0 Bulldogs, bottom four with a chance to add. And the best part of the lineup coming up. Vandell singled her last time up. She's 1-for-2. And takes a pitch on the outside, or just a little bit outside, for ball number one. The 1-0. A ground out, a strikeout to begin this inning, but followed by a single and a walk. Here's the 1-0. Not the same side. Outside, it is 2-0. Big time spot here for both teams. Dragons can't afford to give up many more runs, trailing 3-0. This one is slapped toward shallow left center field, and coming on to make the catch is Connor. Kind of the basket-style catch and saving a potential run, and we stay at 3-0. McLeod with the lead. We head to the fifth here on KARE 93.7.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Hanging around as we hit the fifth inning of play. Dragons up with 7-8-9 in the order, trailing number one McLeod 3-0. Here on KARE 93.7, Brandon Neal with you. Thank you so much for hanging with us. Here's Peyton Lockhart, junior first baseman, reached on a fielder's choice her first time up. But no hits so far for the Dragons against Danny Lee, who has rung up 11 strikeouts. First pitch low for a ball. So it's Lockhart, Sin, and Connor. Two up for the Dragons here in the fifth as they trail by three. Next pitch by Lee. Swing and a miss. And it's 1-1. More times than not, in a majority of games played by McLeod this season, by the fifth inning, they have either finished the game via a run rule, or they have been close to putting a run rule up on their opponent. So not often have they played in close games this late into it. Their closest game this year was a 4-3 win early against Jefferson County North. There's a swing and a miss. Now two balls and two strikes. Three runs, as I mentioned against JCN, that was the most runs the Bulldogs have given up in a game this year. And they gave up two in a 6-2 win over Troy, which could be a potential rematch in a regional championship here later on. Count runs full here on Lockhart, 3-2. Strike three, she took it all the way, and it was rung up on the inside corner. 12 strikeouts now for Danny Lee. Here's the freshman, Jaden Sin. And the numbers, just staggering. McLeod slowly worked their way into the rankings about midway through the season. They were around the 6-8 range in the top 10 before the final rankings in the first week of May vaulted them up to number one after they had swept Troy. They've been there ever since, and again, the numbers speak for themselves. Northeast Arma is the number two ranked team, and then Troy is number three. First pitch to Sin is in there for a strike. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss, and quickly 0-2. A strike away from strikeout number 13. The pitch. About the same spot, but she holds the bat back, and Sin takes the ball. It's 1-2. The one ball and two strikes, one out. Swing and a miss, ring it up again. Another strikeout. That is 13 strikeouts. For Danny Lee, 13 of the 14 outs recorded so far via the strikeout. Now it's number 9 in the order, Gracie Connor. And a check swing went around, and they call strike one. The only non-strikeout that was an out was Renee Myers in the last half inning, or I should say the last inning. She lined one out to shortstop. Here's the 0-1. Foul ball, and it's quickly 0-2. Three nothing McLeod. Top of inning number five. Regional semis. Swing and a miss. Another strikeout. Down in order in the fifth. 14 strikeouts for Danny Lee. Impressive. 3-0 Bulldogs. We head to the bottom of the fifth here on Care.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside. Located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean tacos. Taco John's.
Taco John's new double beef and potato quesadilla is so filling, it's even a mouthful to describe. Double seasoned beef, crispy potato olay's, and five melty cheese cheeses. Try saying that two times fast. New double beef and potato quesadilla for just $4.99 at Taco John John's.
Continuing on here this afternoon on KARE 93.7. Brandon and Neil with you. First of three games on tap, a couple of semis, and a championship game here in Wathena. Right now, number one ranked McLeod, holding on to a 3-0 lead over Valley Falls as we start the bottom of the fifth inning. 2, 3, and 4 in the order for McLeod. Crescenda Bandel will lead things off. She has reached twice, and she has scored twice. That is the ninth pitch she has seen, and that's the ninth pitch that has been called a ball. First two at-bats were four-pitch walks, and she takes the first one upstairs for ball number one. Lauren Brown, pitcher for the Dragons, has pitched really well, keeping her team in it. Slow roller left side, not even a chance at a throw, and Crescenda Bandel is on with an infield single. Jillian Holwick now up next. Dragons have to do everything they can to keep any more runs from scoring. Because if you look at it, only one game this year where McLeod gave up three runs and it was still a win, but got to keep it here. First pitch is a little bit high. Or correction, it was in there for a strike. It's 0-1 on Holwick. See if the Bulldogs can add some more. High fly ball, shallow left field, coming on is Sin, or it's going to be the shortstop Kirkwood in shallow left to go out there and make the catch for the first out.
How about it, number 11, Danny Lee?
Crescenda Bandel still at first, and now it's up to Danny Lee. He's had the big hit here this afternoon, a two-run homer back in the third. An oppo shot to right field, a no-doubter. And the pitch. Oh, and it runs inside, and it hits her in the back. So Crescenda Bandel will move up to second base, and Lee takes first after being hit by a pitch. That brings up the junior, Anna Patz. So two on and one out here in the bottom of the fifth. 3-0 McLeod trying to add. Patz 0-for-2, flew out to left her first time up, and then popped out to short her second time up. Talking to her head coach, Ballard Patterson, right down at the third base line, getting the call. See what she does here with first and second. And one out here in the fifth. Big, big spot here for Lauren Brown and the Dragons. Gotta keep the Bulldogs off the board. First pitch, missing inside for ball one. 21 games, going on 22 for McLeod, and that includes this one here today, their 22nd game of the year. There's a bunt. I think it was pulled back in time, and it's 2-0. But this being game number 22 for McLeod, they have given up just 8 total runs all year. Just impressive, impressive numbers. They have a 3-0 lead here with 2 on and 1 out in the bottom of the fifth. Another bunt put down, and it's right in front of Brown. She bobbles it, no throw. And the bases are loaded. That'll be an error by Brown, who had it in her hands and could have played it to first, but bobbled it out of the glove, and no throw was there.
How about it, number 21, Elizabeth Holloway?
So that is the second error by the Dragons. And the bases are loaded for Elizabeth Holloway. A chance for the Bulldogs to really blow this game open in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch fouled straight back for a strike. Holloway has struck out. She is also grounded out. Crescenda Bandel at third. Danny Lee at second. Anna Patz at first. Holloway at the dish. 0-1 the count. The pitch. Ground ball through the hole, and it's into left field for a hit. One run is in. Two runs are in. It's 5-0 on a 2-RBI single by Holloway. Well, you figured at some point the bats were going to come alive here for McLeod, and they have here in the fifth. Pat stops at second base as Holloway drives in two. 5-0 McLeod, still batting in the fifth. First pitch to Summer Wyatt is high for a ball. So Pats at second, Holloway at first. Two more in, 5-0 Bulldogs in the fifth. Puts down a bunt, right back to Brown. Stutters, play at first, gets it in time for the second out. The sacrifice does its job, moving Pats to third and then Holloway to second. So Carey steps in. She is 1-for-2 with a single. She has second and third, two outs. Two have scored. 5-0 Bulldogs, bottom five. Here is the pitch by Lauren Brown, and it's fouled straight back for strike number one. The first run of the game was off an error. And an error this inning has allowed a run to score. There's a ground ball right up the middle, and it's into center field for a hit. Coming around second base is Holloway. The throw is not in time, and two more have been driven in, and it's 7-0 McLeod. And now the ball goes sailing into center field, and Carey is all the way to third base. So getting to third all the way because of an error, the ball was thrown back to center field, but Carey does her job, and it's now 7-0 Bulldogs. Four runs in. The pitch to Coffin is high and inside for ball one. She was showing bunt, but pulled back. So the Bulldogs have blown it open here in the bottom of the fifth, and a base hit would add another. Next pitch low to Coffin, and it's now 2-0. Coffin grounded out to third, and she has also walked. Runner at third is Carey. There's a ground ball, but right back to Brown. She snags it, throw to first in time for out number three. But damage done. The Bulldogs' bats awaken. It is now 7-0 in favor of number one McLeod. Here on Care 93.7.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
The school year is almost over, but another one will be here before you know it. If you have kids that participate in middle school or high school sports, you know that Kansas requires school sports physicals before they can even start practicing this fall. But did you know that you can get your physical done now instead of waiting until the fall? Amberwell Atchison is offering a convenient school sports physical event on May 31st from 4 to 7:30 p.m. The cost is only $25 per physical, payable by cash or card. Registration is required and can be completed online at amberwellhealth.org.
McLeod, four runs in the bottom of the fifth, extending their lead on Valley Falls to 7-0. Four runs, three hits, two errors, and one left on base. And McLeod with the touchdown lead, Danny Lee back inside the circle. And Valley Falls now with a lot of work to do. At the top of the order with Skylar Nyberger. She has struck out twice. First pitch in there for a strike as we start the sixth inning. 15 outs have been recorded. 14 have been strikeouts for Lee. And a line drive right back to Lee, who snags it for out number one and a line out to start the sixth. So the second out, that's not a strikeout. That'll bring up Corey Kirkwood. One out, nobody on, top of the sixth inning. McLeod 7, Valley Falls nothing. Next pitch, or the first pitch, I should say, to Kirkwood by Lee. Ground ball into play, shortstop side. Crescenda Bandel to first. In time, picture perfect for out two. Now Renee Myers. Was lined out to short and has struck out. since a fourth inning walk to Lauren Brown. Seven straight have been retired by Danny Lee. Valley Falls. First pitch runs inside and hits Myers. So she will take first with two outs.
How about number 17, Lauren Brown?
Now it's Lauren Brown's turn, who walked her last time up. The Dragons have had multiple base runners via the hit batter or via a walk, but they do not have a hit here in the sixth. Can they break through? First pitch to Brown is in there for a strike. McLouth, one in the first, two in the third, and broke it open with four in the fifth. Fastball a little bit high, and one ball and one strike here to Brown. McLouth beat Pleasant Ridge in the first round of yesterday, 15-0. Valley Falls got by JCN, 8-7. There's a swing and a miss, a steal chance, throw to second, in time! How about it? And a pass with a dart to second base. Myers caught stealing, and that ends the top of inning number six. So we head to the bottom of the sixth inning, McLouth 7, and Valley Falls nothing.
Indulge in the ultimate summer treat at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Their peanut butter puppy chow blizzard is the perfect combination of creamy DQ soft serve and crispy puppy chow pieces, peanut butter topping, and choco chunks. Plus, check out the new summer blizzard menu featuring a variety of refreshing flavors. Celebrate graduations with a deliciously crafted cake, customizable to your liking. Visit Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison today and experience the sweetness.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money markets and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their eight convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Weiland in studio, Brandon Salmon with you from Wathena. First of three games here. 2-1A regional softball tournament as McLouth looking to advance. Number one in the state, a 7-0 lead over their league foe in Valley Falls. As the top of the order, Carissa Bandel here in the bottom of the sixth for the Bulldogs. They have one more chance here to add a little bit of insurance. But against this McLouth team, a 7-0 hole, which is closer than a lot of their games have been this year, as Carissa Bandel will ground one out to second base for the first out, and that'll bring up her sister, Crescenda Bandel.
How about Bandel?
Kind of mentioning there that 7-0 is not an easy deficit to come back on, but McLouth has not given up more than three runs in a game this year. Crescenda slaps one to the right side, but foul. And it's 0-1. Crescenda offensively, outside of Danny Lee's home run, Crescenda in three at-bats has walked twice, has singled, and has scored three of the seven runs. Nobody on, one out. Bottom six, 7-0 Bulldogs. Here is the 0-1 from Brown. It is outside. One ball and one strike. Danny Lee again, the two-run homer in the third. Holloway drove in two with a single in the fifth. And then it was Carey who drove in two more with a single in that inning as well. Next pitch outside, two balls and one strike. Here to Crescenda Bandel. Riverside and Troy will follow. Troy, number three in the state. There's a ground ball, third base side, fielded by Nellis, throw, not in time. Was playing up on the line, but the speed by Crescenda Bandel beats it out for an infield hit. Here's Holwick. So Crescenda Bandel, four at bats, she has reached four times, two walks and two singles. She's at first with one out, and it's now Jillian Holwick, who is 0 for 3. She has reached on an error. She has lined out twice. Takes the first pitch for strike number one. Riverside, the 6 seed coming in. They upset the 3 seed Oskaloosa 10-6 in the first round of yesterday. And Troy, with ease, got by Donovan West 15-0. Cyclones and Trojans in our next matchup. The 0-2 count. And it's roped back up the middle, right back Brown, or right past Brown into center field. So on a 2-strike pitch, Holick lines it into center field for a hit and back-to-back hits.
Batting number 11, Danny Lee.
So now Danny Lee. The 2-run home run in the third. She was hit by a pitch in the fifth and scored one of the 4 runs. McLeod with the 7-0 lead, but now 2 on and 1 out, trying to add to it. Essentially, a home run would end the game via the run rule. Good pitch by Brown. Took a little bit off there, and Lee swung right through it for strike one. Danny Lee also with the home run. She has racked up 14 strikeouts as she pops this one up and out of play. Into the trees and into the shade for strike two. Anna Pat's due up next. Back-to-back singles by Crescenda Bandel. She's at second, and then Jillian Holwick, who's at first. And now Lee talking with her head coach down the third base line. See what she does here with 2 strikes. But it was only a matter of time before the bats really got going for the Bulldogs. Brown was doing a great job just holding them down to keep Allie Falls in it. But 4 in the 5th turned the game on its side. And now Lee sends one to deep center field. It's a walk-off 3-run home run. And the game is over. Wow. Danny Lee with her 2nd home run of the game, this one to the deepest part of the ballpark, and it's a walk-off home run and a 10-0 6-inning win for the number one team in the state. My goodness, what a way to end it. So we'll step aside for a timeout. We'll come back and recap this one and then get you set for game number 2. McLeod wins it over Valley Falls, 10-0, and we're back in a moment.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating. 913-367-7720.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msenews.net. I'm Brian Hagan, inviting you to stay up to date both on the air and online with MSC Radio News. We start every weekday with a recap of the hottest stories impacting your life at 6 o'clock, then follow that up with major newscasts at 7 and 8. That leads up to our noon hour report. We close out the day with our evening report at 5 o'clock. Late-breaking news is also found online anytime around the clock at msenews.net. We are your only source for local daily news. We are msenews.net.
semifinal has concluded, and Al McLouth 10-0 in six innings over Valley Falls as the Bulldogs improve to 22-0. And we don't have a designated player of the game, but certainly if there was one, it would be Danny Lee, the sophomore for the Bulldogs, who pitched a no-hitter. She allowed a few walks and hit a couple batters, so not a perfect game, but no hits for Valley Falls, and also two home runs and five RBIs. Danny Lee ends the game in the sixth with a walk-off, three-run home run to the deepest part of the park in straightaway center field. Her first home run in the third inning was a two-run shot to right field, so it was an oppo shot, but two hits, two home runs, five RBIs, and three runs scored, and she allows no hits with 14 strikeouts inside the circle. So an incredible performance. Danny Lee, the story for the McLouth Bulldogs, number one ranked in the state, improving to 22-0 as they now await the winner of Troy and Riverside for the regional championship here later on today. So for Valley Falls, they'll finish their 2023 season with 11 wins and 11 losses. This was after they won 10 games last year, and they only have one senior on their roster. So the Dragons certainly are setting themselves up to be a good team and a team to certainly be reckoned with next season, assuming everybody comes back, but they're losing just one senior, and that's Haley Nellis. But they got very good players, a 500 team, bringing everybody back who's won, you know, at least double-digit games in each of the last two seasons. But McLouth, just a juggernaut. They have been it all year. They showed it again today, and they are one win away from going to the state tournament next week. So, again, let's run through the final numbers real quick. Unofficially for McLouth, 10 runs, 10 hits. They had no errors. They left five on base. Valley Falls, no runs, no hits, three errors, and they left three on base. A 10-0 win for number one McLouth. We got about 25 minutes or so in between games as it'll be number three in the state, Troy, against the six seed Riverside, the Cyclones and the Trojans coming up here in just under 30 minutes from now. So we appreciate everyone hanging with us. We'll send it back to the studio. Neil will dial it up and keep you busy here for about the next 15 or 20 minutes or so, and then we'll come back and get you set for game number two. McLouth awaits the winner. It's Riverside and Troy in about 25 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.